Hello, everybody, indeed. Welcome to the Notes on Robotics Notes for episode 14. Listen to my story like this. I'm Jero, along with Bosch.
Hey.
Min.
Hello.
And Kyokai.
Poopy looking on your BL.
Seriously, yes, I have a girlfriend. Hey, come on, I have it. I have one manga open. Come on, man, dude.
Oh, yeah.
The podcast done first, and then you can look at your BL stuff. So this episode for the Frau fans, because this was all about Frau in this episode, and the attempted suicide didn't work out. It's kind of, I think we had mentioned something last time that she just didn't have enough energy to slit her wrist.
Yeah, right. I think, isn't that what you said, Fosh? That she's probably just too hungry? And
yeah, she was kind of she looked a little like she was about to pass out any minute. Like she was kind of
and that's exactly what she said. She didn't have the energy to do it.
Yeah, she's like, even if I did have the energy, I'd just drown or something like that. I would have drowned instead. So it's like three ways, I guess.
And kind of an awkward moment in that opening scene when she wakes up and doesn't realize that she's topless.
Basically, she's naked. She's naked. You don't even know she's actually wearing anything because, like, you could easily see that Kai had carried her from the tub and over there, and he was actually kind of warming her body. It was whole that body heat thing going on, and, you know, you could see it was a pretty awkward. I mean, I'm sure that this is the most awkward start of Robotic Notes episode to date.
Yeah. You gotta think that's the most awkward way to wake up to, like, you're like, okay.
Yeah, what was I doing lying naked? Oh, Kai is half naked too. Yeah. Hey, that guy.
Yeah. I thought it was kind of funny that she actually blushed and was kind of embarrassed, but I'm like, usually she's so open about all that, you know, sexual stuff with her. But this time she's like, maybe now's not the time.
Yeah, because this time it's serious.
Right.
Exactly. Sure.
She really brought the dairy this week to Robotics Notes. With the solar flare stuff still going on, there's a huge bunch of robots. They're about to move toward the Capitol building, and the only way to stop it is to beat somebody at Kill Ballad and get the password so that you can change it and stop it. So a lot of this episode is about Kai trying to fight this guy, beat him, and also sort of use his cheat tactic of slowing time down in order to beat the boss.
I mean, I kind of like the reality of that because, like, okay, of course, robots going berserk is not real, but, like, the whole programming end of it, it's pretty much real. Like, how they, you know, made the login screen for the admin panel to the game, and unless you beat the game you cannot get to the admin panel. That was the whole code that the, you know, that guy wrote, and that has, like, full, I mean, it can be done in real and everything.
It wasn't like a Sword Art Online where Kirito magically knew how to access the GM panel.
Exactly. Right. There was no loophole. There was no, like, you know, bonus material dropping in from the sky. It was just, like, you know, beating the computer, basically.
Funny that whoever wrote that, I mean, why did they leave such a hole? That they had that much confidence in the AI or cheat?
Oh, yeah, that cheat always was owning Kai. Every time he tried, he kept getting owned. So it was like he had no choice but to use his hidden thing. And I think it was kind of funny. You can't really activate it whenever you want. So that was kind of nice.
Exactly.
Yeah, I liked that how they activated at the end.
Right,
the electrical. Yeah. And just raise it all the way to the top.
Yeah, like running, taking a cold bath, you know, shocking
himself. Yeah. I mean, like, poor bastard. Man, seriously, he was like, I think this is the worst we've seen Kai like try his best, like, because he's been eating those buns, he's been doing a lot of shit for Kimijima Report, but just look at this, like, this is, you see him go crazy doing whatnot, like, shocking yourself. Imagine that, shocking yourself
for a video game. Like, that's hardcore, man.
Yeah, I love the animation that they did with his eyes.
Yeah, Robotics Nuts really has great eye or facial animation.
Like mouth and eye thing, I think that whole Robotic Nuts has it down.
Especially with Frau when she's watching Kai in the shower or the bath, she's like got this big ass screen on her face.
Yeah,
Fosh, you have to make a screen for that face, okay?
Oh yeah, well.
And I get that it's anime, but what is the extent of his syndrome if he can affect a video game with his own
It's like his reflexes are super fast, right? It's not that he's breaking any rules in the game.
Yeah, exactly.
It's just that he's reacting faster than any program could have anticipated a human could, I guess.
But how does the game slow down?
Well, I mean, he perceives it as slowing down, right? Mm. And the game always, you know, takes its input, I don't know, like 30 times. It pulls the controller 30 times a second or whatever, and it expects, you know, humans to react, you know, every, like, it does something and a human should react in a quarter second, but he can do it within, like, a hundredth of a second. And that... that still gets logged by the computer. It's just that nobody would have expected a human to be able to do that.
Well, that clears that up. Thanks, Min. more stuff about the sort of a little bit of a timeline thing. There was a scene with Misa and her boss talking about Kiba Jimiko had died in 2010 and then Project Mars started in 2015 with the robot uprising, and then that's when the Gun Barrel anime started. And we see that what eventually Frau figures out is that there was one guy that she knew that hadn't responded to all of the concerns about the solar flare, and that he had been possibly brainwashed.
And he was. Yeah. Just look at that guy having that Daikimura and, like, you know, that fake daughter and wife. I mean, like, seriously, I was feeling pity on the guy. I mean, like, just the moment that Frau caught him that, hey, I saw you and you were talking about your love for 2D girls. How can you have a daughter and a wife in 6 months? And see, this actually tells you how sharp she is in catching. And that guy, like, sweating like anything after hearing that. Like, it's kind of very, like, you feel pity for the guy that, yeah, he maybe thinks that he has everything, but that he doesn't.
Yeah. It just shows that whoever's wanting to cover all this up is, you know, they're pretty relentless, going far as to brainwash people to make them, you know, keep quiet about it. It was kind of extreme.
Yeah, so, again, This is another example of their just ridiculous power that they have. They have amazing resources. So whoever these kids are up against is, it's not going to be an easy fight.
Yeah, that's probably why everyone's kind of like worn.
This is like a comparison to that time that I think there was a flashback in this episode where you see that there was a voiceover and saying that the staff of Gunvale anime were brainwashed, but Frau's mother was the one who actually, you know, came back and, you know, gone crazy. I mean, of course, we never got the whole story out of that thing, but basically what we now know is that the staff was pretty much brainwashed, and maybe that is the reason that none of them actually remember anything or even know that where that last episode came from, or is it just, you know, supposed to end on a different way or something. So this is not, I mean, this brainwashing factor is not new. They have been doing it, and whoever they're against, it seems like very powerful and have a lot of tech to, you know, follow through this and actually so many things that they have done already.
Yeah. And to go on with some of the main robotic stuff, we'll focus on Frau and Kai specifically in a moment, but they're able to win and they stop the robot invasion, and they do so with the help of Aki and Juna, who say, hey, there's a weirdo out there. And that was Mr. Play.
Oh,
that was
Mr. Play. This was in this episode. Yeah. I was so happy. He made all, even more awkward gestures than his usual ones.
Yeah, when I was seeing that, I was a little like, why are the cops, you know, stopping him? He seems completely harmless. He's just dressed up and, you know, somewhere a little secluded and dancing by himself. I mean, this, if that's what he's into, yeah, he's not hurting anyone.
Yeah,
but
we have this person that's involved in this huge thing that affected Tokyo, and we're going to stop him.
Right.
This pervert-looking guy.
Like, the worst cops ever. Yeah. Oh, this seems more, you know, more. We have to go for this instead. Like, it's the end of the world. What are you doing?
Yeah, that little sequence of dance there was wonderful. I mean, Subaru, Mr. Pleiades.
And actually, what I liked was that, minus these two, whatever, which we'll talk about later, the way that these three supported Frau on Tripro was really nice. I mean, like, all the tweets that they showed and everything. I mean, they know that it wasn't her fault, and they are, like, openly supporting her and everything. That is what you call friendship. That is what you call bonding. And she's actually the newest member. I mean, she and Juna are kind of new members. To see how all of them have become so close, and even if, like, not seeing each other for like 3 months in case of Frau, they're still so much supportive. So that just gives you the group mechanics or team mechanics, which is, like, really good in this anime.
And speaking of that,
I was just saying that was, I agree, that was one of those really super heartwarming, sugary, sweet moments.
And the that background music during that scene, I was like, it's pretty nice. I set up.
Yeah.
And their Twitter avatars were really cute.
Oh, yeah, exactly. And the Karate Subaru, Girl was like, I love karate.
Subaru's Megane. Yeah.
And of course, Aki with the gun barrel.
Mm-hmm. That was pretty good. And so, Frau was the center point of the episode, and she explains to Kai that the reason she became a shut in was to work on gun barrel because she missed her mom and she wanted to make it into a game, so she made Kill Ballad. Excuse me, correct myself from earlier there.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Because, like, to her, you know, Gun Barrel is, like, the last thing her mom left her, so it's, like, to carry on that memory of her mom, she made the game, like you were saying. Mm-hmm. And that kind of forced her to, you know, give up being friends and give up high school life and just become a shut-in. You know, it's kind of sad, but at the same time, it's kind of nice that she, you know, wants to remember her mom and keep that going.
Yeah. I guess that was, just one of those nice things to learn about, you know, why she is who she is and how she came up that way, that her whole, like, life story really, was largely determined by this one event. That's why she's still so obsessed with it.
Yep.
Exactly.
And with the kiss that Frau and Kai shared in this episode, we start talking shipping.
Yeah.
Actually, it's not about, like, a kiss shared, because, see, Kai was...
Well, yeah,
like,
he was passed out.
You know? Yeah. Exactly. Like, you can't really say share, you know? Share is actually, like...
But,
so,
I mean...
yeah, it's time
when
for
she,
being crazy.
Yeah, when she tackled him earlier, you know, he was pretty... He was a little surprised, but he wasn't, you know, pushing her away.
Yeah,
exactly. But the thing is, and she said specifically that don't move around. I'm gonna tell you exactly like this.
And she was like, being something like, this is too lusty for you. He was like, I'm not in the mood for any of that right now either. So that's pretty funny.
Yeah, I'm gonna go pass out. Thank you very much.
Right.
And in the end, of course, when she comes to school, you know, she's very clingy to Kai.
Course, Aki doesn't like it.
Yeah. I mean, Kai himself seems... I mean, he has the same attitude as ever, which is...
Right.
And so he doesn't seem to mind, but he also doesn't seem to really be that into it, which, you know, Frau, she probably has enough energy for the both of them.
But... Right, something where it's like, if I tell her no, she's going to do it anyway, so whatever.
Yeah. And then, Aki was getting super jealous, so are we in for a love triangle? Because Aki and Kai have sort of, I think, been the default ship, despite the fact that, like, you, when you start the show, they know each other, they're friends, and it's obvious that there's really no romantic spark between them at that point. It was always kind of figured that that's how it would end up. And I think there have been always been signs here and there that Aki might have a thing for Kai, but maybe she's not completely sure of it as well. But
yeah,
now
she's,
that
she's interested because, you know, when he was like hanging out with Juna, she was like, "Are you two dating now?" You know, she's, so she's interested in his love life a little bit, but you know,
and now that Frau's pretty much, you know, come in and
invading.
Stole, she might start getting a little more protective. Who knows?
Exactly. And I think, like, she, in the beginning, you know, what we see is that, yes, Kai has been very non-committal. Like, he's one of those, like, you know, people, like, you know, I don't want to get into complicated stuff, you know. That's how he is, basically. He's evasive in almost every action except for when he needs a plan or, like, you know, when he does stuff for her. But, like, in the end, when you, like, follow the story, you see that how much he has done for Aki till now, like how he has always helped her with her robot making, how he has always, like, I mean, they shared that ability thing. If he slows down, she sleeps, you know, she grows completely. So that is one something very special that they shared. They were like kids, and that is the reason that, like, he's always protected her during that time, and like by default he has become her protector. And even if he doesn't understand, or you can say like registers it, he still is her protector. And I think out of Aki and Kai, Aki has, I think, noticed this more than Kai, because well, she's a girl. But I don't think that even now she is like comfortable to either like actually tell him that, hey, there's something, or maybe I like you or something or whatever, because well, she has her full Gunsko on project, sorry, two project, and she has so much ambition. So maybe, like, you know, she needs time for that as well. And I'm sure that Kai will need a lot of time as well. And in the end, Robotic knows it's not really about romance, is it?
No. Yeah, not really.
Yeah.
But yeah, I hope this, you know, Kai and Frau thing continues for a while. If indeed it's headed for a Kai Aki end, but it might not be, because as you said, romance is not that big a part of it. They might just stick with Frau. I'm guessing this must have been at least part of the Frau root, Frau ending. So,
definitely.
Who knows? Maybe they could just follow that all the way through, and Aki just remains a friend.
Friend zone.
I
get more the impression they have the whole like sibling thing almost.
Yeah,
like,
childhood
he's almost
friend.
Like her brother type thing. Yeah.
Yeah.
He's
always
there for her whatever she needs. Right. Yep, you'll see how it works out.
Kind of got his own little harem.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So, some Frauisms for this week. 10 out of 10 when she was saying thanks to Kai for saying nice things about Kill Ballad. What's that sauce? Got two less to do your own good. And I decided to do what I can to make Gun Barrel shine once again.
I like that one. That's my favorite. Mm-hmm. At the end, I was like, oh, nice.
And we do have one Akiism. It's been a long time since we had an Akiism. I believe you're fine. I'm sending you power. Power!
Power!
That's good. I was expecting, like, some Gurren Lagann music and something in the background. Like, this, awesome power.
Power.
Yeah, there was no random notes this week. Cause it was just, for me, it was just more of a emotional episode. So it was like, there's not really nothing random to talk about.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, come on, like, I mean, we got Frau's story full and everything, and we got the mystery solved, at least not mystery solved, but at least, like, you know, the robot problem gone, and I mean, like, with the feel of this episode, it was almost like, you know, they are going to the heavy stuff now. I mean,
yeah,
they
I
will
mean,
be revealing this... more of Kimijima.
Yeah, I was kind of expecting that this to be the start of, like, a big turn, and it sort of is, but it seems like this event, this particular Tokyo event, was taken care of very quickly, you know, just the course of a couple episodes.
Yeah, it's almost like they're going through a character, like, wrap-ups, basically. They're getting, they're closing off the characters that we already know, like Juna, Frau, and it makes you wonder if Subaru's next, because he deals with robots and his dad.
I really want to know what's up with his dad. Like, you know, he seems fine enough. Like, yeah, he's not the best, like, you know, caring father out there that I know of, but like, I just don't understand that, like, in the kind of town that they live in where people love robots, like, just looking at that, you know, robot club show of the first Gunvera, like, who comes to the school and, you know, like, with kids and everything just to see a robot? No, nobody does unless, like, you know, there's a history of it. So this town looks like that, and I don't know why his father is specifically so against this. I'm sure there's a reason behind it. So I just want to know. I still don't know what's up.
With him being on an island, he wants his son to be a fisherman like him. So it's like, that's the family,
Subaru
family
actually
thing.
Is, he's from Suritama.
Right.
He's that kid, the Natsuki. Yep.
Right.
He really just wanted to build robots.
Yeah.
Damn. Yeah.
Alright, so I guess just to wrap up the notes on, just a solid Frau episode. Great art.
Yeah.
Manly tears. That's all I gotta say.
Frau and Kai, they're just too cute together, I think.
Oh yeah, definitely.
They need to go solve more Kimijima Co report together.
Yes, I agree.
Yeah, please, some more information soon, please. Okay, thanks.
Yeah.
Maybe we'll be able to talk about that next week. For Kyokai, for Fosh, and Manonjiro, and we'll see you next time.
Bye.
Bye. Sore wa futo shita shunkan ni kimi ga tsubuyaku ikutsu mo no kotoba sore ga itsu shika kachikan sae mo koete shimau nda yo
この場所につながる